You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
As we celebrate Catholic Schools Week this week, I'd like to invite all the children who are present here this morning to come forward as we have a little brown bag homily. So boys and girls, all who would like, please come and join me here around the altar if you would, and help me as we reflect upon the Word of God today. Come right on up. We have plenty of room up here. Just watch the flowers. Come right on up, everyone. Appreciate it. Great to have you all here today. Good. Lots of room. Wonderful. Good. Great. Come on down, everybody. We have plenty of room here. Thank you for coming forward. Come on up on the step. We have room for you up here. Sure, so everybody can see you. Great. Well, I have a little story, boys and girls. A story about a little three-year-old girl who was visiting her grandpa and grandma. And so as grandpa was sitting reading the paper one morning, he noticed that his little three-year-old granddaughter was sitting in front of his computer at the keyboard, just typing away. And so he went over and said, "Honey, what are you doing?" She said, "Grandpa, I'm writing a book." He said, "Well, that's great." He said, "What's it about?" He said, "Grandpa, I don't know. I can't read." How many of you would like to write a book someday? Good, that would be great, huh? Well, today, as we begin Catholic Schools Week, the focus of our gospel passage was Jesus calling those first disciples to remind us that each one of us have been called to be a disciple. Now, what moment in our life were you called to be a disciple? When did Jesus call you to be a disciple?
Baptism.
Very good. On the day of your baptism, we were all called to be a disciple. And so it's a lifelong call. The call to discipleship never ends. That's why we oftentimes talk about the church as being a school of discipleship. They're learning how to be disciples, how to be better disciples. And that's what our Catholic school is all about as well, helping to form young disciples, because our children are an important part of our parish. And the first ones who were called by Jesus to be disciples, what kind of work did they do? Do you remember? We just heard that in today's gospel. Yes.
Fished.
They were fishermen, huh? You remember any of their names? What were the names of the first disciples that Jesus called? Do you remember any of the names? Yes. Which one do you remember?
Andrew.
Who else besides Andrew?
Peter. Paul.
Paul was the second reading today. He was an important disciple. That's where our second reading was from. Who else was by the Sea of Galilee today?
James.
And James had a brother. What was his brother's name?
John.
Very good. Those were the first four disciples that we read about Jesus calling, that they went and followed Jesus. So they quit their fishing and went to follow Jesus, to become his disciples, his followers. Now, I wonder, as you think about your life, what do you want to be to grow up? Some of you said you want to write a book, be an author. What do you want to be when you grow up? Do you have any dreams of what you want to be when you grow up?
Sure.
You would like to be a teacher. How many would like to be a teacher, huh? That would be a wonderful thing to do, huh? And I'm sure all of our teachers in the Catholic school are happy to hear that you can take their place someday. What are other things that some of you might like to be when you grow up?
A news reporter.
A news reporter. Why do you want to be a news reporter?
Looks fun.
It's fun. Maybe you can meet some of the cardinals, huh, and interview them. You like to do that?
Yeah.
Good. What would you like to be when you grow up?
A doctor.
A doctor. Very good. Why do you want to be a doctor?
Because I want to help people.
You want to help people. Well, guess what I have in the homily bag here today? Do you know what this is? Wow, a stethoscope. You probably can even spell it. I know I can't, so I wouldn't know if you spelled it right or wrong. Well, you want to hold that to show you want to be a doctor? How many want to be a doctor, a nurse, or maybe in the medical field when you grow up, huh? You give people shots and everything. That'd be great, huh? What are some other things people might want to do when you grow up? Yes?
Be a mom.
You'd like to be a mom. How many of you want to be a mom? Very good. Huh? Moms are very important. That'd be a great thing to be. Yes, what would you like to be?
A man.
A veterinarian. You like animals? What kind of animals do you have at home?
A dog.
Do you practice on your dog being a veterinarian?
Yeah.
Well, good. Good. That'd be great. What would you like to be when you grow up?
A policeman.
A policeman. Well, guess what I have in the homily bag for you today? I have a badge. You want to put on the sheriff's badge? And you'll look official, huh? How many of you want to be a police officer when you grow up? Anybody else? Good. I have a few other things in the bag. What do you want to be when you grow up?
A Power Ranger.
A what?
Power Ranger.
A Power Ranger? Well, that'd be exciting. I don't have any Power Ranger equipment in here. But that would be wonderful. Good. Nice going. Yes.
Batman.
You want to be Batman. Very good. You're going to have an exciting career. Uh-oh, here we go. What do you want to be?
Spider-Man.
I knew that was coming. I don't have a spider in the bag. Huh? Some people are afraid of spiders, so I didn't put a spider in the bag. What would you like to be?
An engineer.
An engineer of a train or of a building?
Building.
Wonderful. What do you think you want to build someday as an engineer?
A house.
A house. Maybe you could build a new rectory, huh?
Yes.
Wonderful. Thank you. And what do you want to be? You want to be a doctor. Well, we have two doctors in the house. That's wonderful. Well, I have a few other things in the house, in the bag here. I thought maybe some of you might want to own a McDonald's someday. How many of you like McDonald's? Huh? I thought so, huh? Would you like to hold the Big Mac box? It's empty, so don't try to eat the burger. How many of you would like to be a St. Louis Cardinal someday? Wow, that's what I'd like to be. You want to try the hat on? Yeah, you'll make a good Cardinal. And let's see, who is going to write a book someday? Yes, you want to be an author? There's a book, huh? That's a book about the Cardinals. Can you imagine that I have a book about the Cardinals? How many of you want to be an actor, an actress, be a big movie star someday? Wonderful. Well, you want to put on some movie star glasses? You look really cool. Very good. Wonderful. How many of you would like to be a priest someday? A priest, you could be a Power Ranger and a priest, huh? That would be great. Well, look, I brought something that a priest wears. This is the collar that I wear. And so somebody could be a priest and take my place someday, huh? How old are you now? You're four from 26, 22 more years. Wow. I don't know if I can work that much longer or not, but that would be great. You can take my place. You want to put this on? Turn around so people can see what a young priest looks like. Very good. Well, the whole point of all this, boys and girls, for you and for all of us, is no matter what our vocation is in life, our first vocation is to be a disciple of Jesus, to put God first in our lives, and to follow Jesus, and to give witness to his love to other people. That's what our first job is, our first vocation for all of us, that we were called at our baptism to do that. Will you hold the bag for me, please? And so today, as we begin our observance of this annual Catholic Schools Week in our country, we remind ourselves that's what a Catholic school is about, helping young people to be formed as disciples. And we all do that, not just those who are staff members and our faculty in the school, but the whole parish. For the youth of our parish, we are set a good example for them of discipleship, so that through us, they can learn what it means to be a follower of Jesus and to give witness to his love to all people. And we are called to do that with joy. Our Holy Father, Pope Francis, reminds us time and time again to be a joyful, hopeful people. That's an integral part of discipleship. And so today, as we gather once again to be nourished by God's word and sacrament, to be better disciples, let us be mindful that, again, that is our first call, our first vocation. And just as Jesus called Peter and James and John and Andrew, so too he has called each of us to come and follow me. Let us make that intentional walk with Christ, to follow him every day, so that we can find the joy that God wants for us in this life and the life to come. So boys and girls, thank you for coming forward today. All everybody who has something from the homily bag, if you'll lay it in front of the altar as we leave, and we'll leave that there to remind us that no matter what our vocation is in life, our first job is to be a disciple of Jesus. So please join me in showing our appreciation to all of our children who are with us today. We'll put your stethoscope in front of the altar. You can return to your places, boys and girls. If you're holding an item, just place it in front of the altar there on the floor, okay? Your sheriff's badge and a stethoscope and the cardinal's hat and the book and the Big Mac box and the sunglasses. Okay, very good. Thank you.